Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Last week, we learned of the rules and laws pertaining to post-death. Once the person has passed away, then what are the steps that should be carried out and how the body should be treated? We move on to our next mas'ala related to mourning the dead. What is the ruling with regards to crying, mourning, and expressing grief over the demise of a person? The first thing we must understand is that mourning over the dead is allowed in Islam. In principle, it is allowed to express grief, to mourn, to cry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was called to the house of one of his daughters when her son, her little baby, was passing away. Now Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held the baby as the ruh was coming out of the child. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held the baby in his hand, that was his grandchild, and tears began to stream down his cheeks. So this was a moment that proved to us that we are allowed to cry. And then we find also upon the demise of his son Ibrahim, Rasulullah, when he lost his son Ibrahim, there too also we find he expressed grief and he mourned the death of his son, and he even cried on that occasion. And he said to his son, his dead son, he said to him that inna ala firaqika lamahzunun, O Ibrahim, we are overtaken by grief on your separation. Wala naqulu illa ma yurdi rabbana, but we will only utter that which pleases our Rabb. We will not say anything that will displease him on this occasion. So it is perfectly fine to mourn, to grieve, and to cry on the occasion of the death of somebody. To express grief by wailing, shrieking, beating the chest and cheeks, tearing hair or clothes, breaking things is strictly prohibited. This type of grief is not allowed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has categorically prohibited us from expressing this type of grief, where a person becomes hysterical and there's screaming and there's wailing, and there are certain attitudes that are expressed on the occasion of the loss of somebody. This is not allowed in Islam, and this must be avoided. Relatives of a deceased Muslim may mourn him for 3 days. Rasulullah has taught us that the mourning will last for 3 days. You will mourn the deceased person for a period of 3 days and not beyond that. After that, a person should try his best and try his utmost to move on. So you have the 3 days during which you will grieve, you will mourn, and thereafter a Muslim and a believer now moves on with his life, and he tries to get over that calamity in his life. He learns from it, he takes a lesson from it, he thinks about it, he makes dua for the deceased person for the rest of the life, of course. But the mourning and the expressing of grief and so forth should last for a period of 3 days only. A widow may mourn her husband for 4 months and 10 days. But when it comes to a widow, the wife of the deceased husband, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed on her the iddah period, which lasts for 4 months and 10 days. And throughout the period of 4 months and 10 days, she will mourn and she will grieve the loss of her husband. May Allah grant us the understanding.